So today I will just talk about in three sections. First section will be talking about the last 3 nights or the events of the last 3 days, just kind of a review, because the sermons before they were very good and like we can take a lot from them. And then the second section will be talking a little bit about the events of this night. And then the third section, it's what's I think it's the maybe the small piece, which is in addition, it's about the scale of the hearts. So I wrote just like a few sentences, so I will go through and read them, the section I prepared. So certainly today is a great day, and this is a glorious night. Today was a day of joy, and tonight is a night of affliction. Earlier today, the wedding was held. The bridegroom came 4 days ago to our town looking for his bride. And today was the marriage. Blessed who attended. The bridegroom came for his wedding. They prepared the invitation list and sent invitations to the guests and the bridesmaids to come. Talking about the bridesmaids, some of the virgins looked very good from outside, but like a tree, didn't bear fruits from inside. So they stayed outside where their beauty was. Saint Paul said, "Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." Some of the virgins or the bridesmaids, some were willing to sacrifice and fill their lamps and watch. They didn't sleep, and when they went to bed, their hearts were awake, as Solomon said. They tried to be ready, so they are counted worthy to enter the wedding. And some other of the bridesmaids, some prepared not only oil, but a precious oil. They offered everything. They paid all what they have. They paid the 2 coins and sold everything to buy the precious pearl. And their offering of love was preached throughout the ages. And whenever the gospel was preached, they were also remembered. The doorkeeper for the wedding counted the guests, and the house was full. They cast out the one who didn't have the wedding garment because he didn't enter from the door to receive the garment. They weighed him on the scales, and he was found lacking, as Daniel said. The doors were shut, and the wedding started. The bridegroom washed the bride's feet and the maid's as well. What a great humility! Today, the bridegroom united himself was his bride. He gave her himself, and by doing so, all the virgins are united to the bridegroom through her. Today, the separation which the first Adam caused by his transgression is recovered by the second Adam. The separation is no more to exist. The road to the tree of life, which was blocked by the cherubim, is now accessible for us every day to eat and to live. Today, the groom took what is ours and gave us what is his. Glory be to him. But it's not the end yet. He has to pay our debt. He wants to restore us to the state of the first Adam, but even to a better state. He wanted to make a sacrifice. He wanted to give us everything, even his own life. Outside, the people of the fig leaves and the servant without the garment plotted to revenge, to replace light with their darkness. Certainly, going to Gethsemane, the bridegroom started to mourn. He was looking again for the virgins who are willing to sacrifice, stay awake, and watch. But they slept. He didn't rebuke the virgins. He waited, hoping the bride will prepare oil later and be awake next time. Judah came with soldiers to take the bridegroom. Why you are back? Why you are still without the wedding garment? He had darkness and wanted to destroy light. The groom accepted to go on one condition: to set the bride free on her way. It was his delight to set her free and give her another chance to watch and be ready. So this is the first part, talking about kind of review about the three nights before, one about the fig leaves and about the sacrifice and the precious oil. And the second section is talk about the events of this night. So those people who are like the fig trees, covered with leaves, with no fruits, was the one without garment, put the groom under trials. He went under six trials. Three of them he was condemned, and three was not condemned, and they said he's an innocent. The first one was Ananias, Caiaphas' father-in-law. Probably he was a retired high priest or related, the high priest position. But he was Caiaphas' father-in-law. And then the second trial, after going from Ananias' house, went to Caiaphas' house. He was the high priest at that time. And then Jesus stayed for a long time in his house. And then the Sanhedrin, the council of the Jews, came together to judge Jesus. So these are the events, and these are the gospels we read today or this night. And then in the morning, the three other trials. The first three trials, Jesus was condemned. He is guilty and worthy to die. And the three others will be going from the Sanhedrin, going to Pilate, Pontius Pilate, and then to Herod, and then back again to Pilate. So these three trials will be probably the gospel will be read in the morning. So this is the second section, the events of this night. And then the last section is called, I don't know how to name it, but I called it the scale of the heart, how to weight our hearts. So to continue the story, the chief priests and scribes condemned him because he was full of fruits. He was honest, but they were not. Pilate and Herod had the authority to release Christ, but they were not willing to sacrifice. They thought the Jews will be upset if Jesus was set free. They preferred their possessions. They preferred their peace of mind. They preferred laziness instead of preparing oil for their lamps. In the same night, this night, Peter promised to stay awake and to be faithful and to fill his lamp with oil. even to give his precious oil, his life. But at the time of trial, he denied Jesus. He sacrificed by going to Caiaphas' house. He endangered himself, but he didn't make it to the precious oil. He didn't make it to the end to give his life. He denied Christ because he trusted in his own self. The last one was John, also was following Jesus. He endured to the end, as we will see later. John stayed awake. His lamp was lit all the night. And even he gave his precious oil following Jesus till the cross. Today, it's the day of waiting the hearts. Are we just cleaning the outside? Are we willing to stay one more hour to give one of our two coins to walk the second mile? Are we willing to give everything, even our precious oil? Today, it's the day of waiting the hearts. Weight your heart, and me too. But by what scale? In the first hour of this evening, we read the Gospel of St. John. The four Gospels were from St. John, and in each one, he was talking about love in some part of the Gospel. So let me find. So in the first reading, one of the verses say, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And going back to Peter's story, why he didn't endure to the end, Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterwards." Maybe Peter was lacking some love, so he didn't have it now, but he had it later. And in the second reading from St. John, one of the verses said, "He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." And today it was the feast, it was the marriage, it was the Eucharist, it was communion. So we had that chance to abide in him. And also another verse said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of love. In the third reading, one of the verses was saying, "In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray to the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me." Still talking about love. And in the last gospel of the first hour of this evening, also saying, "We are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. You have loved and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me with, he may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." And the last verse I will just read, "And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Today, it's the day of waiting the hearts. We weight our hearts with the scale of love, not the worldly scale made of iron, but by the scale of the bridegroom made of love. May God fill our hearts with love to follow him on the way from Gethsemane to the cross to the resurrection. Glory be to God.